Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually apparent audience. We're going to start with the North Carolina Symphony. For information about subscription options, dates, times, and ticket prices, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. The POP series, which takes place at the Duke Energy Center, which used to be known as the Progress Energy Center in downtown Raleigh, winds up on May 10th and 11th with a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious celebration of Disney Entertainment. Resident conductor William Curry takes us on fabulous journey of sound with Disney in concert, magical music from the movies. Hear the orchestra perform music from Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, Mary Poppins, Aladdin, The Lion King, and many, many more. Celebrated vocalists, along with rare original storyboard art and video from the Disney archives, bring these enchanting melodies to life on stage. Again, this last performance of the POP series will be at the Duke Energy Center, formerly known as the Progress Energy Center, in downtown Raleigh. The Chapel Hill series for the North Carolina Symphony takes place at Memorial Hall at UNC, and that location address is 208 East Cameron Avenue in Chapel Hill. This series begins at 8 p.m. The Rite of Spring Centennial will be performed Thursday, May 16th. Grant Llewellyn is the music director. Debussy, Prelude to an Afternoon of a Faun. Haydn, Symphony No. 8, La Sour. Stravinsky, Fireworks, and Stravinsky, The Rite of Spring. Coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater in Cary, and that address is 8003 Regency Parkway. Their phone number for the amphitheater is 919-462-2052, and you can call them for more ticket information. The Sidecar Social Club. Booth Amphitheater will once again jazz up your spring with the return of a popular music series. The Hobnob Jazz Series will take place every Wednesday evening from May 1st through the 29th and feature local and regional talent from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. All seating and music will take place on the spacious crescent deck, creating a casual environment to relax and mingle with friends. Ticket prices are $5 per show for adults, or for all five concerts, they're $20. Kids 12 and under are free. Sidecar Social Club has already performed on May 2nd, but this rest of information goes true for the whole jazz series. The items that are allowed are long chairs of any height, blankets, raincoats, ponchos, cameras, food and non-alcoholic beverages, and pets. And these are items that are allowed. Prohibited are weapons, umbrellas, alcoholic beverages. Parking is free, and the lots will open at 5 p.m. At the DPEC, or the Durham's Performing Arts Center, as it's known, located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham, a laughter and reflection with Carol Burnett will take place on May 12th at 7 p.m. This is a conversation while Carol Burnett, where the audience gets to ask all the questions. Come spend Mother's Day with comedic legend Carol Burnett when she returns to DPEC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, on May 12th. Laughter and Reflection with Carol Burnett, a conversation with Carol where the audience asks the questions, is Burnett's off-the-cuff conversation with the audience, a format that grew out of the question and answer sessions she shared with her studio audience on each episode of The Carol Burnett Show. Carol Burnett, award-winning actress and best-selling author, is widely recognized by the public and her peers for her work on stage and screen, most notably The Carol Burnett Show. Named in 2007 by Time magazine as one of the 100 best television shows of all time, The Carol Burnett Show ran for 11 years, averaged 30 million viewers per week, and received 25 Emmy Awards, making it one of the most honored shows in television history. but it is Carol's artistic brilliance, her respect and appreciation of her fans, and her graciousness, integrity, warmth, and humor on and off screen that have made her one of the most beloved performers in entertainment and one of the most admired women in America. As a highly acclaimed actress for her comedic and dramatic roles on television, film, and Broadway, Carol has been honored with 12 People's Choice Awards, 8 Golden Globes, 6 Emmy Awards, the Horatio Alger Award, the Peabody Award for Friendly Fire, and the ACE Award for Between Friends with Elizabeth Taylor. She has received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, is a Kennedy Center honoree, and has been inducted into the Television Hall of Fame. Carol has penned 2 New York Times bestsellers, This Time Together, Laughter and Reflection, and her autobiography, One More Time, for which, on both accounts, she received national critical acclaim for her writing skills and storytelling talent. In 2010, the audiobook for This Time Together earned Carol her first Grammy nomination for Best Spoken Word. And Simon & Schuster recently announced it has published Carol's third book, Carrie and Me, A Mother-Daughter Love Story, after Burnett and her daughter, Carrie Hamilton. Co-starring alongside Jane Lynch, Carol created the role of Sue Sylvester's mother in Fox Television's smash hit Glee and received an Emmy nomination for her portrayal as a murderess on Law & Order, SVU. Carol can be heard alongside Jim Carrey and Steve Carell as the voice of Kangaroo in 20th Century Fox's hit animated feature, Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who. She also voiced the character of Hera in Disney's animation adventure, The Secret World of Aridity, co-starring Amy Poehler and Will Arnett. In 2012, Carol received the Lifetime Achievement Award at the International Cinematographers Guild 49th Annual Publicist Award, given for her extraordinary career and reputation for direct involvement in the promotion of the shows and movies in which she has starred. And the Geffen Playhouse presented Carol with a Distinction in Theater Award in Los Angeles in June 12. Again, Laughter and Reflection with Carol Burnett will be, she will be at the DPAC May 12th at 7 p.m. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Also at DPAC, May 14th through the 19th, Sister Act. Sister Act is Broadway's Feel Amazing musical comedy smash. The New York Post calls it ridiculously fun, and audience are jumping to their feet in total agreement. Featuring original music by 8-time Oscar winner Alan Menken, who did Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, and Little Shop of Horrors, Sister Act tells the story of Dolores Van Cartier, a wannabe diva whose life takes a surprising turn when she witnesses a crime and the cops hide her in the last place anyone would think to look, a convent. Under the suspicious watch of Mother Superior, Dolores helps her fellow sisters find their voices as she unexpectedly rediscovers her own. A sparkling tribute to the universal power of friendship, Sister Act is a reason to rejoice. All guests require a ticket, regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater, and children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. The event dates and times, Tuesday, May 14th at 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, May 15th at 7:30 p.m., Thursday, May 16th, 7:30 p.m., Friday, May 17th, 8 p.m., Saturday, May 18th, 2 p.m., and another performance again at 8 p.m., and Sunday, May 19th, 12:30 p.m., with another performance on Sunday evening at 5:30 p.m. Giselle will be performed at DPAC on May 23rd. At 8 p.m. Giselle, the touchstone of ballet for the Romantic era, is still being performed by every major ballet company in the world. Carolina Ballet is proud to add Giselle to its repertoire with amazing sets and costumes imported from Florence, Italy. Frances Mason, author of the Stories of the Great Ballet, said Giselle's innovation is its summing up of what we know as romantic ballet. To be romantic about something is to see what you are and to wish for something entirely different. This requires magic. Again, all guests require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. Giselle performs Thursday, May 23rd at 8 p.m. at DPAC. And for ticket information about any of these performances at DPAC, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Coming up at the Carolina Theater is Stanley Jordan and Kevin Eubanks. They will be performing Friday, May 17th at 8 p.m. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. The ticket prices for this event is from $32 to $58, and you can call the Carolina Theater for more ticket information at 919-560-3030. From the moment he made his debut in 1985 with the gold-selling Grammy-nominated album Magic Touch, guitar virtuoso Stanley Jordan has proven himself as a forward-thinking innovator. With his nimbly executed touch, or tap technique, he ushered a dazzling and spellbinding new sound into the world of progressive instrumental music. Over the course of 5 major recordings and several smaller independent releases, Stanley has explored earthly and astral musical trailways. Because of the extraordinary originality of his approach to guitar, Stanley has been looked upon first and foremost as a musical original, orbiting in an artistic universe without predecessor or immediate successor. With his groundbreaking album, State of Nature, his first mainstream release in over a decade, and his debut for the Mac Avenue label, Stanley Jordan makes another bold step by using his music to aurally illustrate profoundly unifying truths about man's relationship to nature and humankind. Kevin Eubanks is a gifted musician and prolific composer whose own band, the Kevin Eubanks Quartet, has been evolving for close to 20 years. Kevin is also well known as the music director of The Tonight Show, appearing on the show 18 years from 1992 to 2010. In both situations, Kevin has won over audiences with a laid-back style and an affability that seems to belie the concentration and focus that have made him both a household word for TV viewers and a consummate guitarist. Kevin studied the trumpet before making his commitment to the guitar, which was solidified with his entrance to the renowned Berklee College of Music in Boston. There he met many of the finest jazz musicians of his generation. When Kevin moved to New York after attending Berklee College of Music, his career kicked off in earnest. He played with some of the other stalwarts of jazz, like Ron Carter, Slide Hampton, Art Blakey, McCoy Tyner, Sam Rivers, and Roy Haynes. Kevin taught at the Banff School of Fine Arts at Rutgers University and at the Charlie Parker School in Perugia, Italy. Kevin and his touring band, which features Marvin Smitty Smith and Bill Pierce, who holds the woodwind chair at Berklee College of Music, continue to travel the country on tour. Quote, "It's wonderful to feel the music surging through you and touching people from the inside out. That's what happens when everyone is open and the music takes hold. What an honor it is to be invited into so many people's lives, if only for a brief, melodious moment." Again, Stanley Jordan and Kevin Eubanks will be performing Friday, May 17th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. And ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. There is still time to catch Greg Proops at Goodnight's Comedy Club. He's performing May 9th through May 11th. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located in downtown Raleigh at 861 West Morgan Street. For ticket information, you can call Goodnight's Comedy Club at 919-828-5233. Greg Proops, the Proop Dog, is best known for his unpredictable appearances on Whose Line Is It Anyway?, the hit improvised comedy show on ABC hosted by Drew Carey. Greg is also a regular on the long-running British version of WLIIA, Whose Line is currently being seen on BBC America and ABC Family Channel. Greg can also be heard as the voice of Bob the Builder on the popular children's series seen on PBS and in the major motion picture Star Wars Episode 1. Mr. Proop's other television sightings include Last Comic Standing, Chelsea Lately, Ugly Betty, The Bigger Picture with Graham Norton on BBC, Mock the Week on BBC Two, The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, The Drew Carey Show, Just Shoot Me, The Jimmy Kimmel Show, ESPN Classic, All-Time Greatest World Series Teams. Mr. Proopwell aided and abetted Joan and Melissa Rivers on the red carpet at the 2007 Oscars, Emmy, SAG, and Grammy Awards, as well as a WAG and Celebrity Traffic Cop on the TV Guide channel. Mr. Greg was spotted hosting his own syndicated national dating show, Rendezvous. He also hosted the now cult classic game show Comedy Central's Versus Senior Proops, threw down an original half-hour stand-up on Comedy Central Presents. Again, Greg Proops was performing May 9th through May 11th at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Also coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club is John Reap, and he will be performing May 16th through May 18th. Maybe you've seen John on NBC's Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central's Premium Blend, or the half-hour special Comedy Central Presents John Reap. Maybe you've seen him on TBS's Pit Stop Comedy, NBC's Late Friday, or the ABC sitcom Rodney as Officer Gerald Bob as the dimwitted cop. If not, then you probably know John from Dodge's popular ad campaign as the Hemi guy. John is known to millions as the redheaded hillbilly on the Dodge Ram commercials, who leans out of his beat-up car and utters the now-famous line, "That thing got a Hemi?" Born in Hickory, North Carolina, John moved to Raleigh to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree in theater at North Carolina State University. In 2000, John was invited to perform at the prestigious Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, Canada, and has since been invited back to perform in the Best of the Fest and a gala show. Soon after, he moved to Los Angeles to further his career as an actor and stand-up. John is one of the hardest-working comics in America, selling out venues and getting standing ovations in clubs and theaters across the country. His show is supersonic energy filled with nonstop characters, super clever writing, and, of course, the one talent that separates John from all the other comedians in the world. He's the best redneck dancer since Elvis. Again, John Reap is performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club, May 16th through May 18th, and you can call Goodnight's Comedy Club for ticket information at 919-828-5233. The North Carolina Museum of Art is kicking off their summer concert series. The North Carolina Museum of Art is located at 2010 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Los Lobos will be performing Friday, May 17th at 8:30 p.m. $35 is reserved seating, $30 if you're a member of the museum, $24 and $19 for members for general admission, ages 7 through 18, general admission only. Prices are $12. Children 6 and under are free, but that is for general admission only. For more ticket information, you can call the North Carolina Museum of Art at 919-839-6262. This band from East LA is an American treasure. Recipient of numerous Grammy Awards, Los Lobos continues to write and perform at the highest level. Their work embraces both the American experience and their Mexican heritage, drawing from rock, Tex-Mex, country, folk, R&B, blues, and traditional Spanish and Mexican music. All Music Guide says, from their very first recordings, their rich musicality was apparent. On nearly every subsequent record, they have found ways to redefine and expand their sound without ever straying from the musical traditions that form the heart and soul of the band. Los Lobos has a long-standing relationship with NCMA, and we're delighted to welcome them back. The band is celebrating their 20th anniversary of its masterwork Kiko and the Lavender Moon, which Wall Street Journal called the album of the decade. Again, Los Lobos will be performing Friday, May 17th at 8:30 p.m., and for ticket information, you can call the North Carolina Museum of Art at 919-839-6262. And it's time to read some upcoming events that are happening through Pinecone. Mirna Baskunin and Claudia Lopez Baskunin will be performing Sunday, May 12th at 3 p.m., doors opening at 2:45 p.m. at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History, which is located at 5 East Edington Street in downtown Raleigh. This performance is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required. Celebrate Mother's Day with Pinecone at the North Carolina Museum of History with a free concert featuring the mother-daughter duo Mirna Baskunin and Claudia Lopez Baskunin. This duo sings Chilean folk songs, plays drums, and tells bilingual stories. Mirna and Claudia came from Chile as political refugees in 1976. Since then, they have lived in New York City, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Carrboro, and Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They started singing together in 1995. Festivals where they have performed include La Fiesta del Pueblo, the International Festival, the Haw River Festival, and the Eno River Festival. Some of their songs have been included on the CDs made by the Community Music Project. Again, Mirna Baskunin and Claudia Lopez Baskunin will be performing Sunday, May 12th, at 3 p.m. with doors opening at 2:45 p.m. at the Daniels Auditorium in the North Carolina Museum of History, free and open to the public. Pinecone returns to Wake Forest this summer. Pinecone and the town of Wake Forest continue to present free concerts in the summer and fall in Wake Forest's E. Carroll Joyner Park. Wake Forest Arts also works with Pinecone and the Town on the June concert, which is part of their Six Sundays in Spring series. Located at 701 Harris Road, East Carroll Joyner Park includes a 1,000-lawn-seat amphitheater, a performance area, the Walker Garden, restored farm buildings in Pecan Grove, restrooms, pond, and approximately 3 miles of walking trails. Save the dates for these upcoming concert events. Big Medicine, Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m., Crackdown, Sunday, August 4th at 5 p.m., and the Gospel Jubilators on Sunday, September 15th. The Jeff Little Trio is performing on Saturday, May 11th at 5 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater, which is in Bond Park, located at 801 High House Road in Cary. The rain site is going to be at the Kiwanis Shelter in Bond Park, that same address, 801 High House Road in Cary. Jeff Little is a bluegrass, blues, honky-tonk, jazz, rock and roll piano player, and there aren't many. That's why he's the piano man of the Blue Ridge. Former national banjo champion Steve Lewis, guitar banjo, and bass player Josh Scott will join Little. National Public Radio has described Little as, quote, a remarkable musician steeped in the tradition of his native Blue Ridge, as well as a virtuosic and eclectic innovator. Join Pinecone in the Town of Cary in welcoming the Jeff Little Trio back to the Triangle. Little comes from Boone, North Carolina, in the heart of the Blue Ridge, one of America's richest regions for traditional music. So it is perhaps not so surprising that he began playing piano at age 5. His family ran Little's Music Store in Boone, where musicians of all types frequently drop by to play a tune. Among those was Doc Watson, a neighbor and close family friend, whose music helped shape Little's unique piano style. While Watson was a keeper of the deep Appalachian traditions, he also pioneered the flat picking of intricate fiddle melodies on the guitar. A professional musician since the age of 14, Little is experienced with traditional jazz, old-time, country, bluegrass, rockabilly, and blues. With a rack-mounted harmonica and vocals, he can also be a one-man show. He settled in Nashville for a while, where he worked as a session man in between stints on the road, and he also worked with a wide range of commercial country artists, most notably Keith Urban. In 2004, he returned to the Blue Ridge to direct the music industry program at Guilford Technical Community College in Jamestown, North Carolina. Little frequently appeared with Doc Watson and is a regular at the Merle Watson Memorial Festival in Wilkesboro. He has released 4 CDs and has been featured on National Public Radio several times. Little has taken his exciting piano style around the world on U.S. government goodwill tours, performing in Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Bahrain, Oman, France, and Tanzania. Other performances include the Smithsonian Institution, the National Folk Festival, the National Council for the Traditional Arts, American Pioneer Masters. With few exceptions, the piano does not play a prominent part in Appalachian music, and it is rarely the lead instrument. But Little is an exception, and a remarkable one. His distinctive two-handed style, much influenced by the mountain flat-pick guitar tradition, is breathtaking in its speed, precision, and clarity. Again, the Jeff Little Trio will be performing Saturday, May 11th at 5 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater, just located in Bond Park, 801 High House Road in Cary. Rain site is the Kiwanis Shelter at Bond Park at that same address, 801 High House Road in Cary. A couple of opportunities for music lovers. Open mic for acoustic music is every Monday, 7 p.m. Acoustic jam. And then, the open mic is every Monday from 7 p.m. The acoustic jam is the first and third Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at Loco Lou's Coffee House, located at 5210 Holly Ridge Drive in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-755-6337. The Bluegrass Jam takes place at every second and fourth Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Music Building at the Apex United Methodist Church, located at 100 South Hughes Street in Apex. You can email ashort@bellsouth.net for more information. The Triangle Blues Society Blues Java Jam takes place the third Friday of every month from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Port City Java, located at 234 Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. You can call them at 919-232-5282 for more information. Mudbone's Open Blues Jam is every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill, located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard in Durham, and their phone number is 919-401-1979. The Carolina Dance Club Swing Dancing is every Sunday from 7 to 10:30 p.m. Newcomer lessons at 6 p.m. Ballroom first Sundays from 3:45 to 6 p.m. and salsa second and fourth Sunday from 3:45 to 6 p.m. This all takes place at the Elks Lodge, located at 5538 Lead Mine Road in Raleigh. The admission, if you're a member of the Carolina Dance Club, is $6, but guests can come for $10. You can call them for more information at 919-494-2300. Old Time Music Session is every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the High Strung Violins and Guitars, located at 1116 Broad Street in Durham. And for more information, you can call them at 919-286-3801. And some upcoming events happening for the week. Saturday, May 11th, the 13th annual Bethabara Highland Games will be at the historic Bethabara Park in Winston-Salem. The South River Boys, Ted Jones and the Tar Heel Boys, will be performing at Lenore Community College in Kingston, North Carolina. Both those events take place Saturday, May 11th. Sunday, May 12th, we have Harpreet Rising at the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen. Their phone number is 910-944-7502. Alice Gerard CD release at the Arts Center in Carrboro. Their phone number is 919-929-2787. And again, that is on Sunday, May 12th. Wednesday, May 15th, the String Peddlers will be at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. Phone number 919-833-8898. And the Al Strung Quartet will be at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, Crescent Deck in Cary. Phone number 919-462-2025. And both of those will take place Wednesday, May 15th. And Thursday, May 16th, Carolina Lightning will be at the Blue Note Grill in Durham. 919-401-1979 is their phone number. And the Outliers will be at Tir na n Og in Raleigh. 919-833-7795. And finally, the Onyx Club Boys will be at the CCB Plaza in Durham. Phone number 919-682-2800. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.